Daniel chapter 6. Overall topics: the successive vastation of the church, a last judgment by the Lord, and a new church in place of the former. A summary of the internal sense from prophets and psalms. Worship of the Lord was thought about, as in the church. They deliberated about this and concluded that they should be worshipped in place of the Lord. This decree, being denied by those who were of the Lord's church, it was ordained that they should undergo the punishment of the Inquisition, which is the lion's den, into which Daniel was cast. But still they were guarded by the Lord, that they might not undergo that punishment. But on the contrary, those who invented that crime were cast into hell, and those who were in worship of the Lord were saved. A summary of the internal sense. Again, verses 1 through 3. Worship of the Lord was thought about, as in the church. It seemed good before Darius to raise up over the kingdom 120 princes, who should be over the whole kingdom, and over these 3 presidents, of whom Daniel was first, that the princes might give accounts to them, and the king should not be harmed. And this Daniel was preferred among the presidents and princes, because an excellent spirit was in him, and the king reflected on setting him over the whole kingdom. A summary of the internal sense, verses 4 through 9. They deliberated about this and concluded that they should be worshipped in place of the Lord. Then the presidents and princes were seeking to find occasion against Daniel concerning the kingdom. But they could find no occasion or corruption, because he was faithful. Neither was there any fault or corruption found in him. Then these men said, "We shall not find any occasion against this Daniel, unless we find it against him concerning the law of his God." Then these presidents and princes burst in before the king and said thus to him, "Darius, O king, live for ages. All the presidents of the kingdom, the dukes and the princes, the chancellors and the governors, have consulted together to raise up a royal statute and to make a binding decree with authority, that whoever shall seek a petition from any god or man for 30 days except of thee, O king, shall be cast into the den of lions. Now, O king, establish the decree and inscribe the writing, so that it may not be changed, according to the law of the Medes and Persians, which does not pass away." Therefore King Darius inscribed the writing and the decree. A summary of the internal sense, verses 10 through 17. This decree, being denied by those who are of the Lord's church, it was ordained that they should undergo the punishment of the Inquisition, which is the lion's den into which Daniel was cast. And when Daniel knew that the writing was inscribed, he went into his house, and his windows being open in his chamber toward Jerusalem, he knelt upon his knees 3 times a day, and prayed and confessed before his God, all as he was doing before this. Then these men assembled, and found Daniel beseeching and asking for grace before his God. Then they came near and said before the king concerning the king's decree, "Hast thou not inscribed a decree that every man who shall seek a petition from any god or man within 30 days, except of thee, O king, shall be cast into the den of lions?" The king answered and said, "The statement is certain, according to the law of the Medes and Persians, which does not pass away." Then they answered and said before the king, "Daniel, who is of the sons of the exile of Judah, does not regard thee, O king, nor the decree that thou hast inscribed, but makes his petition 3 times a day. Then the king, when he heard these words, stunk greatly to himself, and set his heart on Daniel to deliver him, and he was laboring until the going down of the sun to deliver him. Then these men assembled to the king and said to the king, "Know, O king, that the law of the Medes and Persians is that no decree nor statute which the king establishes may be changed." Then the king said, and they brought Daniel and cast him into the den of lions. The king answered and said to Daniel, "Thy God, whom thou servest continually, he will deliver thee." And a stone was brought and laid on the mouth of the den, and the king sealed it with his own signet, and with the signet of his lords, that the purpose might not be changed concerning Daniel. A summary of the internal sense, verses 18 through 23. But still, they were guarded by the Lord, that they might not undergo that punishment. Then the king went up to his palace, and was in his house fasting. Neither were instruments of music brought in before him, and his sleep fled away from him. Then the king arose very early in the morning, and went in haste to the den of lions. And when he came to the den, he cried with a lamentable voice to Daniel. The king answered and said to Daniel, "O Daniel, servant of the living God, is thy God, whom thou servest continually, able to deliver thee from the lions?" Then Daniel spoke with the king, "O king, live for ages. My God has sent his angel and has shut the mouths of the lions, that they have not hurt me, all because before him I was found clean, and yes, before thee, O king, I have not done any hurt." Then the king was exceedingly glad for him, and said that they should take Daniel up out of the den. So Daniel was taken up out of the den, and not any hurt was found on him, because he believed in his God. A summary of the internal sense, verse 24. But on the contrary, those who invented that crime were cast into hell. And the king said, and they brought those men who had accused Daniel, and they cast them into the den of lions, them, their children, and their wives, and they did not reach the bottom of the pit before the lions had dominion over them and broke all their bones in pieces. A summary of the internal sense, verses 25 through 28. And those who were in worship of the Lord were saved. Then King Darius wrote, "To all peoples, nations, and tongues that dwell in all the earth, your peace be multiplied. A decree is set forth from me that in every dominion of my kingdom, men must be trembling and fearing before the God of Daniel, for he is the living God, and steadfast to eternity, and his kingdom that which shall not be destroyed, and his dominion shall be to the end. He delivers and rescues, and he does signs and amazing things in heaven and on earth, who has delivered Daniel from the hand of the lions." So this Daniel prospered in the kingdom of Darius and in the kingdom of Cyrus the Persian.